Here at the 2014 American Farm Bureau Federation Convention, I'm visiting with Jake Carter. Jake, congratulations. You're the new chair for the YFNR committee, I believe. Tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Absolutely. Well, my family and I was born and raised in a town called McDonough, Georgia, just between Atlanta and Macon. Actually, we are, my family was in the dairy business for many years, and what we do now on our farm is we provide educational opportunities for school children called agritourism, and we bring kids out and teach them about milk production and allow the school children to learn where milk comes from, as along with many other things that we grow. We grow strawberries, blueberries, and blackberries, and the community comes out, and they actually get to enjoy that firsthand.
Well, tell us a little bit about what we just witnessed here at this closing session. It's a very almost emotional in a way, but boy, the excitement and the prizes that some of the competition generate.
You know what? These young farmers across this great nation, just for many times, it's just such a great opportunity for these folks to win their state, but much less to get up here on stage when they announce those winners. It is such an exciting opportunity to be able to win those awards. It's just an awesome opportunity, and they're just well-deserved. I mean, these farmers put so much time and effort into their operations, and to take time to apply for these awards and put forth the effort, it just shows great perseverance on their part.
So you got pinned here, I guess you would say, by President Stallman. When do you take over? What's next for you?
Okay, so our next step is we'll take over in Virginia Beach, and that'll be here in just a few weeks. Zach Honeycutt from Nebraska will be on his way out as chair, and we have the honor and are humbled to be able to provide the leadership for the next year, serving as chair, and we look forward to that, and some great opportunities stand before us, and we're certainly honored to do it.
So as you take over and look forward to this year coming up here, you're probably going to get out and about a little bit, I'm just guessing, but what's your agenda? What's on your, political plate for the year, so to speak?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things I'd like to see within the organization or within our committee as we move forward, coming down. There's just a lot of things we'd like to do. Obviously, we want to be, I serve at the pleasure of our committee, and there's so many great ideas that our committee has, and I'll be honored to step forward and present those ideas going forward. I mean, there's things like one of my main focuses is going to be putting a face to the farmer. I mean, you know, there's so many ways you can do that. I know social media is one of them. What we do at our farm is ag tourism and allow the metro public to come out and visit our farm and see firsthand how where things are coming from and how food is grown. And we're just, that's one of the things that I'll be able to share with the states as we go around. But there's a lot of opportunities out there for young farmers, and we look forward to talking about those as we move forward.
Well, we'll keep in touch and look forward to seeing you in San Diego next year, I guess.
Yes, sir. We look forward to doing it.
All right. Thank you very much. That is Jake Carter. He's the new chair for the AFBF Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee. Here from San Antonio, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.